sweetbox, gadwall, pintail, wood duck, ecstatic swimmers in the cold current. The retriever's mouth is suited to such prizes, its temperament to mark and tremble on command, its coat to shed river, its movements unlimbered and effortless as the current passed its banks. Once, 200 soldiers crouched here above the torrent, hidden in ditches and redoubts, this bluff a blanket folded above the flood. Sweetbox flanks these fragile earthworks, an arching scaffold of honey musk. I climb the slope into its scent, lose sight of the dog, come up on the old fort again, rinsed by river and rain, rain and river. On the face of it, the past is a blank. 9 ounces, 11 inches, 19 weeks gestation. She will die in my arms, laboring to breathe. But first there is sweetbox, winter's balm, improbable, flowering at the doctor's door. I wait where the plant makes scent, as in December half-light, a Swede savors rose-scented broth, or a florist, under ballasts of light, resists the subtle stink of baby's breath, dreams impossible blue roses, uncrated, stripped of thorns. I wait, just shy of the door, its pneumatic sigh and polished glass. Freighted, fetus on board, baby in tow, eating for two, human in utero. Which genes make fragrance, and at what cost? Which make my body fail its course, weary in its cramp, its bloody loss, all that tepid February? Pouch empty this trip, the hunter drains his thermos, nurses a sputtering outboard to shore, retriever quiet in the hole. Is this the most miserable of the hunter's pursuits? To troll the winter river, gun-cocked, alert for the sudden snap of muscular wings, like a catch in your throat, moving upstream, following the dark river bank. Twilight marks passage over each bulge of the tilted globe, and it's twilight drives the hunter home.